Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Yes.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about as I continue to broadcast live from the Insperity Championship, the Insperity Invitational Champions Tour tournament, golf tournament, I should say. My 12th year in a row to broadcast from here. You know, folks, during the Revolutionary War, remember the guy John Paul Jones? Remember that name? He was one of the most colorful and effective Americans to ever stick his finger in the eye of King George. One day, penetrating enemy waters off the northeast coast of England, aboard the ramshackle La Bonhomme Richard, Jones and his crew made the acquaintance of the British ship Serapis, which was escorting a convoy of merchant ships. In the ensuing battle, outshipped and outgunned, the Richard was so badly damaged that JPJ's chivalrous opponent, Captain Richard Pearson, offered to accept surrender from the sinking and apparently defeated revolutionary. So think of it, my friends. Here's an invader, 3,000 miles from a safe harbor, attacked and virtually blasted out of the water by a member of the Navy that created the empire upon which it was said the sun never sets. Surrender would seem prudent, right? Discretion being the better part of valor, that sort of thing, right? Now let's fast forward into a new millennium. Another revolutionary, John Paul Entrepreneur, is under attack and virtually blasted out of the marketplace by a member of a big box empire upon which it seems the sun never sets. A lone operator, outgunned by a force that can sell products cheaper than he can buy them. JPE's not so chivalrous opponent not only isn't offering to accept surrender, but is actually indifferent to his very existence. Surrender by JPE would seem prudent, right? Discretion being the better part of valor and all. Well, in case history wasn't your strong suit in school, let me tell you what happened to our first revolutionary. John Paul Jones did lose his ship. Indeed, the Richard sank that very day, just as it seemed it would. But not only didn't Jones and his brave crew not surrender, they did what any revolutionary worth his cause would do. They attacked. The American underdog actually boarded and captured the Brit ship and then sailed it away as heroes to fight another day. Meanwhile, back in the current era, our new latter-day revolutionary, JPE, John Paul Entrepreneur, is still pondering his options. Should he abandon company and surrender to the big box competitor? Or should he fight for his dream against all odds? What would you do? No, what are you doing? Well, assuming you have a viable business model, your business plan is actually quite simple. Let the big boxes do what they do well. Sell commodities to the masses. And you do what you do well. Fight for your niche by delivering customization, adding value based on customer expectations, offering technical expertise, and saving customers time. Then you can assume, when you do all of that, you can assume the attitude and claim the battle cry of one of the great revolutionaries in history. Faced with seemingly insurmountable odds and an offer to surrender, our first revolutionary, John Paul Jones, looked the enemy in the eye and said, "Surrender? Sir, I have not yet begun to fight." So, let's talk about these strengths that you have. What did John Paul Jones have? All he had was a lot of courage, a lot of commitment, and he was kind of all in, wasn't he? Long way from home, undermanned, undergunned. His opponent was much bigger and fiercer than he was, seemingly, right? Seemed that all was lost. But for you, that happens too sometimes, I know. When you're in the marketplace, it seems like you're having a hard time competing with the big boxes, right? Competing with the big competitors. How can you possibly win? How can you possibly compete with these guys? Well, you can't think about it like that. You got to think about them in their world doing what they do best with their tools, and then think about your world, your customers, your profile customer, and what your best efforts are in the marketplace. What are they? Are they delivering commodities to the masses? Heck no. If you're doing that, my friends, you're already out of business. You're already history. If you're delivering commodities, if you're a small business and you're delivering commodities to the masses, you might as well go ahead and lock up right now. You're not going to win that war. The price war is over, and you lost. So what can you do? You can do what I said. Focus on the customers that want your special sauce. How many times have you heard me say that? Only try to get business from customers who are willing to pay for what you can offer them. Remember that customization? Adding value based on their expectations? You finding out what their expectations are first, and then adding value to that, and saving them time. These are all things, not your products, not your array. They can get that stuff anywhere, right? Is there anything you sell that they can't, your customers can't buy 29 other places within 10 blocks? Online too, right? It's your special sauce they're looking for. Some people will pay for that. Some people won't. Go after the customers who will, and let the others go to Walmart or any of the other big boxes. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.